We just finished our Restore-a-thon on the radio station. We talked about how important it is, and the more and more as the years go by, we find out how many people has been reached because of radio. I know there's a lot of technology in many other ways, but still the old radio works, don't it? And we hear so many good testimonies from it. And even around the world, with the new technology, people are picking us up here and there. But also on the good side, other Christian radio stations. There's a lot of other good ones out there. A lot of them have gone modern and liberal. I know that. But there's a lot of good ones. And we praise the Lord every now and then to hear about some of them here or there. And tonight I'm going to ask Brother Jose Mejia to come up. Brother Jose, come on up if you would. I believe he and his family's over there. Many of you, of course, have known Brother Mejia through the years. He and I go back a long way. In fact, we had the joy of working on the hotel roof together way back there a long time ago. And Brother Jose has led our Spanish department for a good long time, several years, and now we have Brother David Young over there doing that. I believe the lady that was baptized the other night in the wheelchair, I believe that was a product of the Spanish ministry over there. And Brother Mejia is going to the mission field. He's been on deputation. He's been still doing work around here and so forth. But he's going to the mission field. And I always mix the two up, Uruguay or Paraguay?
Paraguay.
Paraguay. All right, I got to remember that. Starts with a P. I got to remember something. Brother Parsons' last name starts with a P. I'll try to do that. But anyway, Paraguay. And he'll tell you about it here in a moment, but there's a possibility of us working, helping, supporting some other folks that may be able to get a Christian radio station down there under the ministry. Brother Jose's had some experience with that here. And so I'm going to let him tell you about it and tell you what God is doing tonight. Then I'll come up behind him. But we appreciate the fact that through God's technology now, we can get the gospel around the world. Matthew 24 talks about the gospel of the kingdom being preached all around the world, probably around the end of the tribulation period. And earlier people could have said, how could that be? But we know how it could be now, don't we? Brother Jose, come on and share it with us, please, tonight.
Amen. Hey, man, it's good to be here. And we've been traveling all over, and it's been a really experience. But here we are, trusting the Lord. Amen. So tonight, I want to thank God for this church and for my pastor, Mickey Carter. And the reason is because it was here in 1996 when for the first time I heard the clear message of the gospel. And you know, this place right here is real dear to me, right there by the microphones. I got saved right there. And I'm so glad, you know, I was so happy. The church wasn't all the way up to there, but I remember that corner right there. And so it was an amazing thing. And for the past 11 years, we've been, as Pastor already mentioned, we've been serving down there, the Spanish ministry. And in the middle of 2018, God put a burden on my heart about going to Paraguay and to go down there and plant some churches down there. And so through the guidance of the Holy Spirit and our pastor and Brother Barry, we became missionaries to Paraguay. Amen. And later on, the Lord started dealing with us again while we were on deputation to be in the field. And so we took a step of faith to be in Paraguay in the month of August of this year. So we only have 4 more months to get there. And we're trusting the Lord that he will get us there. And one of the things that happened while we were on deputation, when we made this decision to be in Paraguay by August, we went to a church, and we were presenting the ministry. And the end of the service, the pastor came up to me. He was really excited. I mean, I was like, wow, what? Why he got so excited? And so he said to me, something happened today in this church. And he said, there's a dear lady here that she's never done nothing like that in this church. And he said, she gave you a check of $2,000 for your plane tickets. And so we got that money reserved for that. And so we know, you know, we pray for this, and the Lord responded. So I'm sure that that the Lord wants us to be there, and so we're really, really excited about being there. But I want to share a Bible verse with you over there in Isaiah chapter 61. The Bible says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the broken heart, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound." And of course, I'm not going to preach, but I just want to touch a little bit on this verse. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon us. Amen. Amen. Are you here? Are you here tonight? The Spirit of the Lord God is upon us. When we got saved, amen, the Holy Spirit came upon us. And the verse says also that the Lord has anointed me and he has anointed you to preach the good tidings unto the lost. As we go out on Saturdays during the week, special days, especially college students, you know, they're out there knocking on doors. You know, it's very important to know that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon you. And that when you go on knocking on doors, you need to make sure, pray that the anointment of the Spirit of God is upon you so that the message will get to them. I got saved here because the message got to me. I was very religious. I made a prayer one day. I said, "God, if you're real, show yourself to me." And the next thing that happened was there was a young man at my driveway, and he was from this church, and he was a student in the college, Nathan Ogden, and he was a young man. I'm older. I'm older than him, and so he was really scared. But he was bold. I tried to chase him away, and I told him I was rough with him because I was rough in the world, you know, even though I was religious but rough. And so I was really rough with him, and he walked away, and I thought he was not going to come back. But every Saturday, he was at my door again, and he got a little bolder all the time, and he kept talking to me about the church, and he brought a track to me that was just a little piece of paper, and he started showing me things there. And one day he said, "Look, we have a radio station that you can listen to." And one day, about 10 o'clock at night, I tuned the radio, and guess what was there on that time? The Landmark Hour. Pastor Mickey Carter was preaching. Amen. And so I heard the preaching, and because I was religious, you know, I didn't understand. I was trying to know the truth, but I couldn't understand the truth. So and I had some religion in my head, you know, and I was believing the way that I thought it was supposed to be. So I could not understand. But through the radio station, I came to church, and I sat around there on that corner there, and I listened, and one day Pastor Mickey Carter preached a message, and the message was, I never forget this message, Pastor Carter, and I don't know if you hear this message again. I don't know what it would do to you. I don't know what it did to people in that were sitting in this congregation that day, but it really worked in my life. And the message was, what if you die today thinking that you're going to go to heaven and you open your eyes in hell? And then he started explaining, you know, believing in your works, in your deeds, in your church, in different other things. And that was all my problems. That was all my situation. You know, I was acting like if Jesus didn't do enough. But he did it all. Amen. So I heard the clear message of the gospel, and with tears in my eyes because of my attitude towards Jesus, I came to that corner there, and I pray, and I say, God, forgive me. I'm a sinner. I deserve hell. Lord, please come into my heart. Change my life. Be the owner of my soul. And brother, something happened that day. Amen. The chains were broken. I was free. Amen. I was free indeed, brother. And so, the Spirit of the Lord has anointed us to preach the good tidings. So it's important that we go in the Spirit of God with the conscience that we are ambassadors for Jesus and that he wants to use us so that other people will get saved. You know, there were people involved in my salvation. Nathan was part of that. The radio station was a tool. Pastor Carter was a tremendous impact in my life through his message and his life. And so God is going to use you when you get out there and you give the gospel to other people. But we need to pray that God will clean our heart. We need to pray for our sins. Sometimes we go unwillingly, we go with an attitude, we go angry, we go mad, and God will not use that. That God will help us, that when we go with the right attitude, because we need to proclaim liberty to the captive. You know, there are thousands and thousands of people that are captive in sin. They're captive in drugs. They're captive in alcohol. They're captive in adultery. They're captive in fornication. And the only thing that can help them is the gospel of Jesus Christ. A clear presentation of the gospel. Amen. And we also go, to open the prisons of them that are bound. Amen. They're bound. They're bound in false religion. They're bound in fear. They're bound in doubt. That was the same problem that I had. I was bound in a false religion, and I thought that I had to do my part to be saved, but I was just chained up with the chains of religion. Amen. And there was so much fear in my life. There was so much doubt in my life. But I thank God for a church that was preaching the gospel. Amen. So listen, I want to say this. When you give to missions, you're going to places that you never dreamed that you could go. Do you hear what I'm saying? When you give to mission, and I know this is a great mission church. Look at that. When you give to mission, when you give into that, when you look at that board and you give to that, you're actually going places that you never dreamed that you could go. So, you know, we are your missionaries to Paraguay. We represent you in Paraguay. We are Landmark Baptist Church in Paraguay. We are your church planters in Paraguay. We are your soul winners in Paraguay. Paraguay, my brother, Paraguay is open to the gospel. We went there, and there was a young man by the name of Jorge. And Jorge was in doing drugs, and his mom was concerned about him. And so she told me through the pastor there that if we could come visit him. And so we went and visited him, and we gave him a clear message of the gospel, and he received the gospel that day. We gave him a Bible, and we took off. And about 3 days later, the preacher calls me and said, will you go with me? This was about 11 o'clock. I had already get ready to go to bed. And he called me and he said, will you go with me to Jorge's house? Because I think that he's being possessed by a demon. And he said, "Will you go with me?" And I said, "Let's go." And so we went to his house. And when we got to Jorge, Jorge was sitting on a rocket chair with his Bible clenched to his chest. And when he saw the pastor, he ran to the pastor. And with tears in his eye, he cried. And he said, "Pastor, I'm so sorry. I didn't know who to call. I didn't know what to do. But I was in fear. And I needed some help. And I called you." And so the pastor thought that he was doing drugs. And so he said, "Jorge, have you been doing drugs?" And he said, "No. What happened was that I was reading the Bible and I dozed off." And he started explaining the experience that he had with the devil. The demons were trying to mix him up. The devil was trying to distract him from the right path. And so he was so afraid that he started crying. He was in panic. And so what he did, he called the pastor. And I say, praise God that he called the pastor. Amen. He didn't call the devil. Amen. And so he called the pastor and we started dealing with him, and we started giving him some Bible verses, and we started singing some songs. And then about 2 o'clock in the morning, he was smiling, and we realized, okay, well, it's time for us to go. So we took off, and the next day he came back to the pastor and he said, "Pastor, I slept like a baby last night." And he said, "Will you give me some more of those Bible verses?" And so the pastor, through that, he started teaching a Bible class for men to train them so that they can go out. And so, you know, God is working in Paraguay. And let me tell you that any life changes, any families that are rescued in Paraguay because our presence there is because your giving is because of your prayers. Amen. But you know what? I want to tell you something else. Like Pastor Carter was saying, when we were on deportation, right after we took that step of faith to go to Paraguay, I met a man by the name of Pastor George Zaris from Hammond, Indiana, and he is under Pastor John Wilkerson. Pastor George Zaris has a ministry that is called Christian Radio International Ministry, Christian Radio International. What they do is they go out to South America, Central America, and even Mexico, and they built radio stations. And so we sat down, and after we talk and pray, he asked me if he could help us by building a radio station so that we can use it as a tool to be able to plant more churches. Amen. So the radio that they plan to build us there is capable of reaching 2.2 million people. And not only that, they're going to as the Lord provide, they're going to come back and they're going to place transmitter all over Paraguay until we can reach the whole country with the gospel. The radio waves, through the radio waves, right? We're going to be able to reach 7 million people, 7 million people that can hear the clear message of the gospel. Amen. That's our intention. That's what we want to do. And that is a tool that is going to help us to plant more churches than we could ever imagine. Amen. Yes. So what we ask you is that you please pray for us. We are leaving in August, and we have some needs. We are praying that God will provide the money that we need to ship a container with our belongings, which will cost us $5,000. So we ask you for your prayers, and just want to tell you that we covet your prayers, and we thank you very much for everything that you do for us. And I got to say that we love this church. We've been members of this church for 24 years, and Pastor Carter's been my pastor for 24 years. Amen. And so we really love this church. We're really going to miss all the ministries here. You know, I spent 11 years there and in the Spanish ministry, but we really love this ministry, amen. And that's what we're here, amen. And now we're going to Paraguay, but Landmark goes with us too, amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Amen.
I may ask him a question too. I'm keeping him up here. Brother George Solvers there, he's talking about, we've known and communicated with. I was up in Hammond not long ago. Brother John Wilkerson was just here in the Bible conference. I didn't get to see him. But that's the church Dr. Hiles pastored for years, First Baptist Church, Hiles Anderson College. And that radio station that got started there, they've got stations going here and there. We've been in some fellowship with them. When I was up there speaking to them on Wednesday night here, not too many weeks ago, when I got through speaking, shaking hands with the congregation, several of them said this to me: "We have a radio station, a good one, but we still love to listen to Landmark way down there." So I thought that was great. And what we're saying is that Brother Jose is going to Paraguay to be a missionary. He's already made some contacts and stuff. But Brother George contacted us also about maybe being a good place to get a radio station. Now, we know it's a little complicated around here. It may be somewhat there, but in most cases, there's less regulations and less government to fool with on many places in the mission field than over here. So we're going to ask our church to also give toward this radio project once Brother Jose gets down there. And I'd love to see, he's talking about millions of people and maybe not the competition from the TVs and stuff that we have here. It is still a tool God is using. I mentioned a while ago, Matthew 24 talks about the gospel of the kingdom being preached to all the world, whole world, all the world. And yet we have that technology today above. I mean, there's folks holding in their hand a little phone that picks up the gospel. Isn't that something? Around the world. I've told you the story up here from the pulpit before. Mayo, the red Chinese dictator, he's dead now and gone to you know where. But he, as he took the dictatorship over in China, and he tried to play like he was God. He gave them the little red book, and they were supposed, all the people supposed to read that. And then he got to realizing because of his own government, they couldn't read, many of them. So he got real smart and gave them a little battery phone. And that, I say a phone, a radio, a little battery radio, and they could listen. And so he had the program on the radio, so they all listened to him as he pretended to be their God. But he made a mistake in giving them the radio. They found another station or two that was preaching the gospel. And so today, there are literally millions of Christians in China because they heard the gospel over the radio. It is a tool. It is a tool. Tremendous tool, as we've found out here with our own station. So we're going to, of course, be supporting Brother Mahiga as one of our missionaries. But I also am going to be saying much to the church as this thing moves on and gets off the ground. Let's also have as much part as we can in getting a radio station over there. And it's just got great, great potential. So I'm asking you to start praying about that, and from time to time we'll update you on it. The people that from Hammond there that's in the getting the radio stations going, they've got some great connections. They've been doing a great job, and they're our stripe. It's not that they're going to have bad music or another Bible being preached or anything like that. They're our stripe. So we all for that. And so we are hoping that we can see this project get off to a great start down there in Paraguay. And now be praying for Brother Mahiga. Pray for his wife and family. That's a big deal to leave America and go to the mission field and all of that and all the challenges that's involved. He's talking about sending a crate or a box or whatever they call it. It's cheaper for him to send a lot of his own personal stuff over than it is to get over there and buy it. And, of course, we do this. Brother Larson here in our church would know about these crates. What do they call them? Where's Brother Larson at? Containers, whatever. Anyway, full of stuff. They charge you a lot, but still, that's the cheaper way, cheaper way to go with it. So be praying about it. And as God lays on your heart, give toward it. Now, tonight, I'm going to have the ushers come again. We're going to take up an offering tonight. We'll have to take up another one or two before, of course, before the project's over and even getting Brother Jose to the field. But I want the ushers to get ready to come and let's receive an offering tonight. If you didn't come prepared to give tonight, you can give later, but you need to mark it. If you're giving a check or putting something in a offering envelope, you need to mark. Brother Mejiga, Paraguay, Radio Paraguay, whatever, to identify it so the bookkeepers will know which category to put it in. I've already talked with Brother Smith about it, and so they're ready tonight. So let's stand. We'll receive an offering. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll receive an offering. Father, we ask your blessing on this. Lord, this is might seem new to a lot of folks, but we've been in contact with it sometime, and we've been praying that it could happen. And Father, we just pray you'd bless Brother Jose and the family as they pack up and as they begin to move, and they've set a goal to step out by faith, to be over there, leave over there, get over there in August. And then, Father, we pray you'd open doors over there. And we pray for many souls to be saved. And, Father, I pray that you'd help them to be able to get a license if that's necessary. Lord, it might not even be there. Who knows? Or a tower or whatever. But, Father, it is a step of faith, and we ask your blessing on it. It's a great outreach, a great opportunity. So we pray for it. We pray you'd bless the offering now tonight and help us to do what we can. And thank you again. We'd have a part in serving you and getting the gospel around the world. And, Father, we believe time is running out, and we need to make haste with your business. And so we ask your blessing even tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Ushers, go ahead and pass the plates, and we'll receive an offering tonight and separate that out from our regular church offering. I'd like for you, when the service is over, to let Brother Mejiga know you're going to be praying about it and praying with him about it. And I hope the time will come that we'll be able to get up here and share a lot of victory over this and tell about a lot of souls being reached. And it's not a little thing, but I was telling Brother Jose earlier today when we were talking, I said, you know, the early missionaries, we were talking about going out on faith. That's what they all did. And I hate to say it, Brother Scotty's back there. He knows this is the truth, too. Too many men decided to be missionaries, and they wanted to take America to the mission field and live just as high over there as they could here. That's not God's plan. Somebody has to have faith to go and let God take care of them and meet their needs. Amen. And Brother Jose is willing to do that.